The remote Simpson Desert ranks among one of the most hostile environments on Earth. Summers are long and punishingly hot, the brief winter is cold and windy, and rain is rare and erratic. Just getting to the Simpson Desert is a challenge. Roads, when they are open, are rough and slow going, and once you get there, moving around can be harder as there are very few tracks. 99% of the Simpson Desert is basically wilderness. Despite this, like all deserts, it is a home to an array of life. Animals and plants adapted to survive the worst of conditions and be ready to get a head start when conditions are good. One of the most striking of these hardy plants in the Simpson Desert is the beautiful red mulga. Found lining the shallow dry creek lines which fringe the Simpson, red mulga is easy to identify. Its entire covering from the base of the trunk to the very end of the smallest branches is covered in a wine red shiny bark which peels back from the tree in curls. This gives the tree one of its alternative names, Mini Richie, after the colloquial name for curly bark. The function of this curling bark is unclear. Perhaps it's a defense against sap-sucking insects, burdensome lichens, or parasitic mistletoes. Perhaps, like in the white birch trees of the northern hemisphere, it's a way to expose a photosynthetic inner bark to extra light. Red pigments in some desert plants sometimes indicate a photosynthetic chemical presence which resists damaging ultraviolet rays while making use of visible light rays for growth. Another idea is that maybe the rough, curled old bark traps air and reduces water loss to the living bark. Whatever its actual purpose is, I think everyone can agree that the red bark looks superb. The specimens here at the park are comparatively young and have a lot of growing left to do. Some specimens in the wild, growing in locations where they have been protected from fire for centuries, have grown to enormous sizes with trunk circumference of over 3 meters. These ancient stands of old, old trees are biodiversity hotspots, providing food and shelter in a landscape where both are often in short supply. Being fire sensitive, this is now a rare tree in the Northern Territory. Luckily, red mulga grow well in captivity, and we have some wonderful specimens here at the park to enjoy. Look out for the circle of these trees in the courtyard just outside the park entry.